Begin the current daf mesechtes shvuos daf test to begin on base. Going to test mouth to begin the gemara. Hagamrin rish chaydish min kippurim. We learn rish chaydish min kippurim and beloy prachinon, and we don't ask. So the gemara is explaining that even though we learn rish chaydish min kippurim, we don't reject. That's because it says kapar. A bein av is just a gil milsavam. So since there's hachalik, you see, the hidikir says not oh shekim meruba kapara. Because it has an abundant atonement, the Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippurim. To the contrary, we're not going to ask that because kula be in the lemelah. We're learning a leniency shle kapar nam b'shavis that it shouldn't atone for other sins too. So leshechai pircha. That question doesn't apply. The chumra is just severity. El Gersin read the Gersin says like the different maschotis of lebrachim. We just don't ask. Vesulay and that's it. Mind the pircha and the question is shekin and the tadr because it's not constant. And Rosh Chodesh Tadr, maybe that would atone even for other sins. He says something in the Gemara like Rav Chama. Like Rav Chama said, "Sar v'sar v'chulu," that you know that the above connects them all. That's how we learn that. So it says it's a wonder because about Tzeres and the likes of Bevasar doesn't have a vav. So Manala, where do you know that from? And even Ben Abdi Shara Golem, and if you know it from a Mamatin of Abi Yom Tevim Tivshe Mahacha, then you should resolve from here what the Gemara asks and Zvachim Dafnon that Dava Lomim the Hakish. Somebody has learned from Hakish. Which is the first one, the first Yom Tov itself, a Pesach. Chayz Mamid b'Ben Yav, they could go teach now with a Mamid Tzina to the Avdi Yom Tov, like Shavuos. But moreover, Dibi B'Ben Yav, Asi Let Melev, Bekama the Buster Rish Chaydish Nicht B'Sar. So then, if that's the case, if you're learning from a B'Ben Yav, just write by the first one, Pesach the Rish Chaydish, Be'Enoch Nisim B'Ben Yav, and the rest can learn from a Mamid Tzina. Why do you need all these vavs? Says that V'Shemi Shlofash, maybe you could explain the Leidarsh Hacha. We're not expounding here about who is Sar the Chesiv Bas Rish Chaydish. You're right. Truth is, we only need the Vav for Pesach. That's near Rish Chaydish. The Inach Besar and the other Besars, that's Lashem Drasha, some other Drasha. We may lost the Shara Golem, and therefore by default, you know all of them. They keep in the Golem Bechad, since you revealed by one of them. Havachrin, the Lamed Sazim, unfortunately, just learning out from what's explicit to the ones that are not explicit. Fulfill Ben Yav, Leitzach, and therefore you don't even need a Ben Yav. Now, come on, the Gemara later on. On the next daf, and the part of the ask, man says Yom Kippurim. So it says Ikur Koshas Yom Kippurim. The primary question from Yom Kippur, because at Tzeres we know from, like we just said, Gil Mil Sabama. Now Uparach Davkel Rameh. The question is specifically from Rameh Mishum Dama, because he says Kol Siyim Kapparas and Shava. All the Higots they have the same atonement, but fully Yom Kippurim, even that of Yom Kippurim. And they were asking, well, how would you know that of Yom Kippurim? Now by reading Tam Pir, she explains Alchanami Samach Hakesh Rabbi Yehuda. The truth is, the Gemara here is actually belonging in the Hakesh Rabbi Yehuda. Because Masalik Kamal, like the Gemara actually comes out and says how we know everything because they're all compared, all the Yom Tovim compared to each other. But like Nokad, Altchil is a sugya. They'll come on, and it just started the beginning of the sugya that's going to be brought later. Now Kamal Bechul, it's like etc. But it's really not really from the Vav. But Avgab Rabbi Yehuda is like Hakesh Rabbi Yehudaichem. But even though Rabbi Yehuda holds of this Hakesh Rabbi Yehudaichem, Ugre Meir, like Rabbi Meir, Mekamokam Limestav Rabbi Yehuda Leimra, still was not logical for Rabbi Yehuda to say she kol asirim kaparas and shava that all the higot have the same atonement. Kamei Shomer Meir, like Rabbi Meir says, why? From that default, like Hakesh Rechis Lamdimi, he prefers the Hakesh that compares Malvad Chatzas Hakipurim that compares the other one to the inner one. Islam Lameiman, and we should say the Eimachab is kaparas that it does not have two atonements, and Begamish Shalatei Kaparas and Pamayim Shana, we don't want it to be its atonement 2 times a year. Whereas Lord Meir, Adifa Hakesha, the Miyadis, he prefers better the Hakesh of Bein of comparing all the Moyim to each other, including the Sar Hanas Bachas. Let's just not begin the Gemara, Rabachetcha, Sebeli Vada, but a sin that's going to end up being known, Kimishesh B'Dil B'Sev Dami. That's like as if you end up knowing about it, even though you don't know it right now. So it says, for Timing in the Sale, if he's there, according to this, my Hutzach Lashonigal Eld, the why did the Gemara need previously on Nomad Aleph, Kibish Shemal, Sebeli Kreb Meir, why do you have to say that? Name of the chitzin when we wanted to know regarding sar nasa b'chutz. Name of the chitzin mechaper imba the imba. Why did you say the other one atones for when you didn't know not beginning at the end? Just say v'libod, which you can end up knowing the high lo mechaper gal merish chaydish that you don't find anywhere else. So you don't have to be like a mayor. It's unique. The kinnish just say v'libod since it's going to be known. Like you're in the bechetcha in makabel Hashem, you can't say it's only that Hashem knows because it's going to be known. The Hashem says we can say it's kim in the MS since the truth is la bihuda chetcha say v'libod. That when you know about the sin mechaprim rogam rish chaydish, that it does atone by those. So it wasn't logical for the Gemara sheyachli galer bishmol dem zed that Yishmol should differentiate regarding the sin. But the Gemara did not propose that as an answer. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Imalahal oil mechulu. If over there we find that regarding the regarding the if we learn that Rishchedesh from the Tzitz, the Gemara had asked, well, why don't you say that just like Tzitz Merath in the carpet, so the Rishchedesh, and even the Tzitz is Remechapet, so the Gemara says, okay, so you could say it's Toma when the Tzitz breaks. So we're saying just like over there, it does what goes on the Mizbech, so too should be by Rish Chaydash. And Menachem, we said the difference is when the tzitz breaks, etc. Says Taisus, the tzitz and the tzitz nafkamina. So what do you need the tzitz for? The tumash ira betzel is something that happens between either one of them. Okay, sometimes it says we say a milo mishani. Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Because mishani b'samach li Gemara answer shortly. They not going to say it's oven because it says a limud says a word in the pasuk that says nothing else will carry its in. Because the tzitz lemikri achar, it's not called something else like a berish chaydish because even the oil like sib berish chaydish, it doesn't really say the berish chaydish. I mean, we're asking how could you learn out that this berish chaydish will work for the oil and then the tzitz does that because that's the ikar of the tzitz. But it says nothing else will do the kapara of what the Rish Chaydash does. So that's what Taz answers. The tzitz is not doing what Rish Chaydash does because it's not the ikar thing written by Rish Chaydash. El Diol is mitzitz. It's just being learned from tzitz. Aval avoin ha'eda, that's the Rish Chaydash. But regarding the sin of the community, it's ikar thing that's written by Rish Chaydash of the person. Shani Shabbos, but that Digmar does answer very well shortly. The inach and says of and that nothing else can carry it because that's the primary thing written by Rish Chaydash. Now, whenever the Bishmul Mafar, she explains differently. He says, Malahalan, the Gemara is saying over here, just like over there, but it says oil and kalim. In other words, the tzitz mechapa carbon, the tzitz atones for the carbon at shehi merutza until it's accepted. Rish Chedesh mechapa al oven hamakriv, and Rish Chedesh atones for the sin of the one who's sacrificing. Shekriv betuma, that's what the Gemara is saying. That it's for the one who sacrifices in the state of tuma, and that's what saying. That's what the Rish Chedesh should work for hakrava. Ah, I mean, not for the one who eats. Now we don't have to come out for the difference of the nishba tzitz that when the tzitz breaks. But that's what the Mishnah Gemara answers. Avon eidik siv, pirish. Avon l'shech ila be'eda. It's not a sin that only applies to the community. V'oilin shech ha'bekarben. Whereas the tzitz applies even by something that's by the carbon itself. But you know, another part you could say, avon eida tells you, avon ha'koin. Not the one who's being makrib that he doesn't understand it. It's regarding those who eat, because that's the community itself. That's for every single Jew. It says, "Mata begins the word Gemara, but the Chaper Rishchedesh had the idea about the tzitz. Why do you say Rishchedesh works for itself and what the tzitz does? Pidush, in other words, carbon shekar betuma. Tzitzus explains when would Rishchedesh do it? It's b'sha shekar Rishchedesh. The carbon shekar betuma koyim Rishchedesh. Because Tzitzus for carbon that were brought for Rishchedesh in svar Rishchaper. It's not logical that it could atone the hechi chabal mafreya. How could it's not like everything up until Rishchedesh? All of a sudden Rishchedesh clears the slate for those." Because what was already brought in the same tumah, how could the Rish Chedesh do it? I mean, on Rish Chedesh itself, it'll be like when the Kohen Gadol wears it, sits it, it does whatever, when he's wearing it, Cyril's during Rish Chedesh, is that what the Gemara is saying, that it should atone for those kabbans that are brought in the state of tumah? Next says, Matab begins the Gemara, Mnechap it sits on the Deva the Rish Chedesh. Let the tzitz work for what it does for the kabbans that come up, and for Rish Chedesh, for the people that ate in the state of tumah, and for the kachim that were tummy. So it says, "When Tamim can say, 'Mamai loy meshani,' why doesn't the Gemara answer the Abin Echad and Naisav lebeis avoynas? We said that it could only carry one sin and not two sins." But Yeshem tells it says, "The gabei tzitzkseb avoynak kadoshim." But the tzitzkseb says the sin of the kadoshim, the tumas basa ba'elin, the tumah of the meat and the carbon that's brought on the mizbeach. But tarvaya avoynak kadoshim, they're both the sin of the kadoshim. So that's included. Void morva avoynak kadoshim, the sin of the kadoshim is plural. Mashba shabat beis avoynas the kadoshim, mashba kadoshim harbe. It sounds like many kadoshim, so therefore it could even include that of Rish Chedesh. It says, "Mazda begins Gemara Amakra Eisa." The puzzle says it, which Apircha Kamaisa on the first question, the Masla Shnuya Hachi, we couldn't have answered like this. Because the Eisa Avoin Ha'eder Koi, the Eisa is going the sin of the community. But Tavka Betumas Baser Nachad Eisa, and specifically regarding the Tumah of Baser, nothing else carries the sin. But on the first question, the Gemara asked the Rish Chedesh should be valid also for the carbon that's brought in Tumah. That you cannot answer because Eisa was said regarding Rish Chedesh, Davka, regarding a person that eats carbon the Seder Tumah, nothing else is Mechapa. But for the carbon that's born in the Seder Tumah, you could say that something else would be Mechapa. Next says, Mata begins the Gemara, Rav Asher Amar Ha'eda B'chulu. The Gemara says, second answer, that Ha'eda sounds like the Eda and not Kachim. The Torah says, Nira de Le Pligi, it's not disagreeing with the first answer of the Gemara, that oisa means this and nothing else. Rather, v'alkoch itzrich drasha da oisa. You need the first teretz of the Gemara. Shem pirchad will come on because the question the Gemara brings later on the next taf and apiyot, the regal mamad mechaped resh chedish. Why are those mitayim? Why don't they atone by that resh chedish? So we said no because it says oisa. And drasha dravashi nami itzrich. You also need the drasha of ravashi, the second chat that we're quoting the Maskil, the Rabbi Shimon, Kribi Huda, or the Gisa of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda, Lemashmale Isaac Kaman. As the Gemara brings later on, and Daf Yod, he doesn't hold of Isa. So he needs the second answer, which is that of Ravashi. And it says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Hanami Yerosa Sar Besar, which says, Akish Rabbi Nisamach, the preacher's L, like I said previously, the Maskil Gedamar, it's not really from the Vav. It's just like starting the conversation, but really it's learned out from the hekesh of comparing all the carbons of the Maya, them one to the other.